KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies at 71 degrees. We look for any showers and thunderstorms in the area to be leaving this morning or basically evaporating, and we'll partly cloudy skies, a high of 91. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater today issued a report on arrests that took place over the past week or so. Last Thursday, the most recent arrest, deputies took into custody 41-year-old Mandy Lee Stowers, also known as Mandy Lee Driscoll of Blockton and formerly of Orient. She was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, or PCS, and violation of probation on original charges of PCS third offense, theft in the third degree, criminal mischief in the second degree, and trespass. Stowers was being held in the Adair County Jail on bond amounting to $7,000. 41-year-old David Lauren Lehman Jr. of Bondurant was arrested the night of July the 5th following a traffic stop on I-80, during which a deputy noticed a small amount of marijuana on the passenger seat. Lehman admitted when asked that considerably more pot was under the driver's seat. The deputy found a white jar with a large amount of marijuana inside. Lehman was released July the 6th on a $1,000 bond or surety. Sheriff Vandewater says also a woman from Menlo was arrested July 5th on a warrant for forgery. 48-year-old Kadeen May Darling was subsequently released on her own recognizance. Also arrested July 5th was 33-year-old Amanda Olivia Speed of Greenfield for driving while barred. She was later released on a $2,000 bond or surety. And on July 2nd, 35-year-old Justin Patrick Beeman of Adel was arrested on an Adair County warrant for probation violation. He was released the next day on a $2,000 bond. Officials of the Creston Police Department report a man was arrested Monday afternoon on a warrant out of Appanoose County. 35-year-old Roy Daugherty of Clearfield was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on an Appanoose County warrant for OWI second offense and driving while barred. Daugherty was released from the Union County jail to the custody of the Appanoose County deputies. The Adams County Sheriff's Office says a Ringgold County man was arrested at around 4:15 a.m. today. 46-year-old Chad O'Kelly of Diagonal was taken into custody for driving while revoked following a traffic stop on a 2003 Ford F-150 truck at Quince and 150th. The driver, again, O'Kelly, was found to be operating a motor vehicle on a prior OWI. A traffic stop Friday evening on Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County resulted in the arrest of a man from California on a drug charge. Deputy Brian Miller pulled over a 2017 Kia Optima at around 6:05 p.m. for excessive speed. And while speaking with the driver, detected the odor of marijuana coming from the vehicle. A probable cause search of the vehicle was conducted and resulted in the discovery of a duffel bag in the trunk containing several bags of marijuana. The driver of the vehicle, 28-year-old Ryan Matthew Klein of Los Angeles, also had a marijuana cigarette and a vacuum-sealed bag tucked inside his backpack. In all, about 11 pounds of marijuana was located. Klein was arrested for possession and a delivery of marijuana. An investigation into his activities is ongoing. And a man from Omaha was arrested early Friday morning in Pottawatomie County after a deputy stopped to check on a 2006 Chevy Malibu that had two flat tires. The driver, 23-year-old Jorge Vital of Omaha, reportedly displayed signs of impairment and was arrested for OWI first offense. He was also in possession of 5.3 grams of marijuana at the time of his arrest. Vital was subsequently charged with possession of a controlled substance. His arrest took place on I-80 near mile marker 23 at around 4:15 a.m. on Friday. Elsewhere in state news, Republican Senator Joni Ernst says she's willing to bring Democrats into the negotiations on health care, although Ernst concedes many of her GOP colleagues are opposed to that. And she says that I think you'd lose a lot of support from the Republican conference because they really want their ideas addressed before they move on. The Democratic conference, but she says they want to find a way forward. And she says if that means, you know, visiting with other members, that's okay. I think you saw a lot of support here, she said, for working across the aisle. Ernst held a town hall meeting in Harlan Monday morning and spoke with reporters afterwards. Other Republicans have criticized Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for suggesting it may be necessary to strike a bipartisan deal with Democrats, since Republicans on their own haven't agreed on a plan to repeal and replace the health care law. Ernst says if working with Democrats is what McConnell decides is necessary, she won't criticize him.
We have to find a solution. We know the path we're on is not sustainable.
And Ernst says the Affordable Care Act has created a monopoly in Iowa because there's just one insurance company left for Iowans who qualify for federal subsidies and shop the so-called exchange to get a policy. Ernst took a number of questions about health care from people at Monday morning's town hall meeting in Harlan. Some expressed concern about losing their insurance because of pre-existing conditions. Others complained the GOP's plan to get rid of minimal coverage requirements for insurance policies will dramatically escalate out-of-pocket expenses. Ernst says she's not sure what will wind up in the final plan.
I remain optimistic that we will find a way forward.
She said she's offering her own amendments to the senators who are writing the GOP's plan, but she's not ready to publicly reveal those ideas just yet. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she has an obligation to balance the new state budget, and some state worker layoffs may be necessary.
You know, I think they'll be minimal, so I've not had many that have come to our desk. I think the message that we want to really portray is that services have not been impacted so far. That's what each one of our directors are really, you know, doing the best job that they can to manage a very tight budget.
The state's new budgeting year begins July the 1st. Last week, seven workers in the Department of Natural Resources were laid off as managers reorganized the agency to deal with the budget cut.
Even with the recent layoff at DNR, no services were impacted. And every single day, we should be looking at our agencies and looking for ways that we can provide a more efficient and effective service to Iowans by really being mindful of the taxpayer dollars that are funding the state government.
Reynolds says state agency directors are aiming to minimize the need for layoffs.
I want to also, though, take this opportunity to compliment our state workers that do a phenomenal job every single day. They are the face of Iowa government, and they are on the ground delivering the services, and we're very appreciative.
Reynolds plans to wait until late September before deciding on whether to call legislators back into a special session. She has the authority to withdraw up to $50 million from the state's economic emergency fund to cover any shortfall in last year's state budget. The full extent of the deficit won't be known until all the accounts are settled on September 30th. Governor Reynolds has signed a proclamation urging Iowans to abide by a new state law that penalizes motorists who fail to slow down or pull into another lane when passing a utility maintenance vehicle.
Utility workers already have a very dangerous, high-risk jobs. So moving over and slowing down protects not only those utility workers, but also you and everyone else on the road.
Corey Burkle, a line worker for Alliant Energy based in Dubuque, says he's more concerned about passing drivers than the high-voltage lines he's fixing.
There are more distracted drivers out there on the roads today. Even when we put our bright orange cones out and turn on our flashing lights, they don't always see us or change the way they drive.
While there have been no fatal accidents involving motorists and utility crews, more than 500 MidAmerican utility vehicles have been struck by a passing motorist so far this year. Jim Doherty is MidAmerican's vice president for electric delivery.
The reason we collect that statistic and then communicate it to our employees is to raise awareness around the phenomenon of distracted driving, whatever the cause of that is. It's a reality for our employees.
And John Dvorak, a safety director of the Iowa Association of Electric Cooperatives, says last fall, line REC crews working on the side of Iowa roads reported many close calls. He said that their crews set up bright orange cones, signs, and their bright yellow trucks with their flashing lights activated, and people still didn't give them room to do their work. Motorists who fail to slow down or move over when passing a utility vehicle now, because of a new law, can be fined or in extreme cases lose their driver's licenses. Since 2002, Iowa law has required motorists to keep a reasonable distance when passing emergency vehicles like police squad cars, fire trucks, and ambulances. That is a check of our news brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.